Alex Pavlovich joins us from the Bay Area Newspaper Group. And, Alex, last night, interesting game for us. I think the biggest thing, of course, I was on the air and waiting to see tweets from you guys about Angel Pagan. Give me your impression of the injury, him after the game. I think someone described him as much ice as the Encino Man or something. That's how much ice he had on last night. Tell us a little bit about Pagan.
Yeah, that was Bags. That was a good reference.
Wasn't it?
I did not stick around to talk to Angel because I was up against my deadline. But from what I read from Andy and from other guys who talked to him, I think it's one of those things where you wait and see how he feels this morning. And I don't expect him to play today. I don't think he's probably seriously hurt. But at the same time, Bruce Bochy loves to give guys a day off before the actual day off. And if Angel has anything going on, and we know he has a knee issue and he's had other nicks here and there, it probably makes a lot of sense to give him a full 48 hours and just let him rest the shoulder and the elbow and whatever else he might have hit last night.
Yeah, he's a gamer. And we've seen it in spring training with the little back injury, the knee injury. He wants to be out there. There's no question about it. One of the veteran scouts of the Boston Red Sox bet me a nickel last night. He says, he's not coming out for the seventh inning. I said, all right. And, of course, he came out for the seventh inning. Were you surprised to see him out there?
Yeah, I was really surprised because after he kind of hit the ground there, the rest of that inning he was stretching his shoulder and he was kind of massaging his shoulder and just looked like a guy who was, you know the drill, he gets down to the top step, he goes back with Dave Gresher and we see a double switch right. The next inning. And we did, but he went back out there. You know, he is a gamer. I think in 2012, one thing people didn't know much was that he played through an abdominal injury for a big chunk of that season. And we wrote about it a little bit, but Angel also doesn't like talking about injuries. So it was a hard thing to know how much that affected him that year. But he played through that. And I think, you know, last year obviously had surgery, but this year I think he'll play through it if he can. This is where it's up to the manager to kind of pull back and say it's a long season. And I don't know if there's a player that they'll miss more than Angel if he goes on the disabled list.
So I'll be interested to see the lineup today, as you refer to it. It should be up in a little while to see if he's not in. God, what do? Blanco?
Yeah, you go Blanco and Colvin today. They're at the end of a long stretch here. It's 17 games in 17 days. So if they have to take it easy today, it's a Sunday afternoon and day off tomorrow. It's a pretty big series now with the Rockies. All of a sudden, they've become a team that you look at too. So I think the main thing is to be healthy next week and be healthy the next 4 months.
Yeah, I said you got to slow the Rockies. First of all, you like to win today. Jacob Turner's a guy, he's just coming off shoulder strains. And, you'd like to get to him. He's had one good start out of four. He has pitched well against the Giants before, but that was last year. He's only 22. This is one where you got a veteran Vogelsong who's pitching great against a kid who's starting to feel it. You'd like to be able to get this done today and get a win and get into Colorado. Tim Hudson. How about Tim Hudson? What is his status? We kicked that around last night. My position was, hey, I don't care how he feels today or tomorrow. I wouldn't pitch him in Colorado. I think it's a high-stress place, and who needs trouble?
Yeah, I think he, like Angel, is hyper-competitive and somebody that it'd be pretty hard to sit him down and say, we're going to give you another week off. I think he's a guy who wants to go out there and has proven that he's, for the most part, pretty healthy. I mean, the main issue's been that ankle last year, and he hasn't had any problems with that this year. So if he wants to go, I still think he's, at this point, probably the ace of the staff, and you send him out there. He threw on flat ground yesterday and looked okay running around, and Giants seemed pretty confident. Of course, they were pretty confident in Matt Cain after the sandwich incident, and of course, he went on the DL. So we won't know until Colorado, probably, but right now he's on track.
Yeah, you want to slow Colorado down. They're, I think, almost 750 at home, and that translates into about 60 wins, and you need 90-92 to get into this thing, I would think. And Colorado at home has got to be stopped, and that's the key for me. Teams are starting to beat the Dodgers. Now they're hitting, and Kershaw, who knows what happened with him last night. But Haran goes today for them. They're still not firing on all cylinders. But Colorado at home, you got to slow them down because if they win too many at home, they're going to stay in this thing.
Yeah, the danger with a team like that is they start getting confidence, and the front office gets confidence, and they go out and maybe make a deal that they wouldn't make otherwise. And people have to remember, they have two kids at AA, Jonathan Gray and Eddie Butler, who are two of the better right-handed prospects in baseball. And I would think at some point, either in the rotation or in the bullpen or in long relief, we'll see those guys later this year. And both of them throw about 100. So they have help on the way. Chatwood should be back at some point, and Anderson should be back at some point. it's May and it's early to do too much, but if you can kind of put another couple games between you and the Rockies, it wouldn't hurt at all.
All right. Now, Pablo Sandoval, he's having a better week. And it goes back to L.A., one of his at-bats at L.A. I remember one this week, got a pitch up over the plate and drove a single. Nice swing for him. Do you see it? Looks like he's settled down a little bit.
Yeah, I thought in Los Angeles, I don't remember who it was against, but there was an at-bat where he took a pitch that was way off the plate and went the other way down the third baseline for a double. And to me, that was him at his best, a guy who can hit any pitch at any time, and it doesn't really matter. I think he's been a lot more aggressive. He was a guy who was early on in the season was right up there in terms of pitches per plate appearance and I think led the team for the first couple weeks. And last I saw, he was kind of dipping down in terms of the league and more towards the bottom of that. And I don't know how it is now, but he's a guy who's been more aggressive, and that's when he's at his best. Go out there, and we just listened to Ron Wotus. Go out in there and get your pitch and do something with it, and he's capable of that.
Yeah, he's looking better. He's quieted down at the plate, I think. Starting pitching, I mean, we've got all – Caleb and Jen have given me all the notes this morning on the pitchers and the relief pitchers and starting pitchers and then the league and all that. The ball club is still solid in the bullpen. Romo's been just outstanding. They're catching the ball. We heard Woe talking about the defense. To me, they're hitting a lot of home runs and runners in scoring position, two out. And, of course, shut out twice this week by two good pitchers, and that's going to happen. Starting rotation, for me, it's still not quite there.
Yeah, and I don't know that it will be. I think this is what we have in some of these guys who aren't as good as they were in the past. You know, you can't expect a sub-3 ERA from a couple of these guys who have done it before. Hudson's been a huge boost. I think Baumgartner is only going to get better. The line is pretty good and has had some good ones, but I don't think he's really found a groove yet. And I think with the other guys, even throwing Matt Cain in there, he's had some issues with consistency, and this is 2 years now where he's had some rough ones, and I think you don't quite know what you're going to get. But at the same time, they've still been, for the most part, pretty good. I mean, Lincecum last night wasn't great, but did enough to certainly give the team a chance to win. So that's what you ask for when you have a bullpen that good and a lineup that's doing what it is right now. I think they're doing just fine. They could be better, certainly, but I think they're doing okay. And when you're Brian Sabin, you're looking at what to improve. I'm not sure you're looking at rotation and see an easy fix out there unless you really want to kind of mortgage the future. So I think they're doing fine and certainly well enough to win the division.
Yeah, I think it's something to watch. They're still in the middle of the pack as starting pitchers, and that's got to get a little bit better. The reliever wins are still right up there. Just as we wrap it up with Alex Pavlovich here, Bay Area Newspaper Group, just to discuss a little further Hudson. Let's say Hudson didn't go Thursday against Colorado. Do you bring Petit back again, or do you bring in maybe David Huff?
I think you throw Petit out there again. That's the role that he's been in, and he's had some good ones. He's had some really bad ones, too, but that's kind of what you expect from that guy. I mean, there's a reason that he's 29 years old and kind of bounced around a little bit and available to the Giants and cleared waivers a couple times last year. You know, to expect him to go out there and be an ace or be a lockdown guy for two or three starts is probably too much, but he's also shown the ability to go out there and be really good. So I don't know that you mix with the formula they have right now. I know people always look at minor leaguers and things like that, but right now it's worked, throwing Petit out there every once in a while and letting Huff stay in the bullpen. And Huff's also a guy who's coming off an injury and hasn't pitched a whole lot this year, so it might be a lot to ask to try to get six innings out of him or whatever you would expect from Petit.
That's why you know baseball. See, you know baseball. I'm just throwing them out. They're very good. You hit it out of the park.
I learned from your show.
You know baseball. All right, Alex, I appreciate you being on this morning, and we'll catch up with you in Colorado for sure. We'll be tweeting back and forth, and, of course, next weekend when the Twins come in. So thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Marty.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich, Bay Area Newspaper Group. You can follow him on Twitter, as I do, and learn a lot of baseball from him.